On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Well, hello there. Happy Wednesday, everybody. I'm George Adair. We do the show every Wednesday at noon. I'm live streaming on Facebook. So,
that's so cool.
Yeah, you can find us on the Facebook, on the World Wide Web.
Yes.
And we're taking AM radio to the future. But actually, we've always been there. So if you ever want to stream us, we're at ksro.com. And you can catch us live or find our podcasts. Mm-hmm. Today we've got a great show. We're going to be interviewing Charles Himes with Vanguard Properties in Santa Rosa. Charles has been doing this a really long time. We've known each other a long time. And, you know, essentially, Charles is one of those agents that's seen it all. And we're going to get some breath of experience as to what's happening in the market. And he's got three listings we're also going to talk about. In fact, let's bring him on now. Hey, Charles, how are you today?
Hey, George, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good, buddy. Hey, you got a kid. Started school yet?
She has, yeah.
Yeah, me too. I had to set the clocks, the alarm clock a little bit earlier than I wanted to this morning. And we just sent off Landon to the Healdsburg School, so we're pretty excited about that.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, yeah, it's a nice community of parents and kids up there. We're pretty happy about it. So,
yeah.
You know, Charles, you've been with Vanguard. Tell our audience a little bit about yourself.
Oh, what do you want to know?
I've been an agent. I want to know how long you've been.
Yeah,
how long you've been doing this, and what do you specialize in today?
I've been an agent since 2000. Specialize in single family homes throughout Sonoma County.
Okay, and so do you specialize on listings, or do you also represent buyers?
I do both. Mm-hmm. I prefer listings.
So when you get listings, are you finding a lot of people inquiring from outside the area are moving into Sonoma County? Or are you finding still folks in Sonoma County are moving up or first-time home buyers?
All the above.
Okay.
There's quite a few people who are coming from out of the area,
mm-hmm.
the Bay Area to be exact, who
yeah.
want to move up here and retire in wine country, live the dream, you know?
Well, that's because it's affordable. I'm doing air quotes, and I can do that because we're on Facebook Live. So it's affordable here compared to the peninsula, Silicon Valley. But really, I think it's also a great place for second home destinations, right? We're getting a lot of investors. A lot of people are coming into the market because they know they can do the VRBO or Airbnb thing. Are you finding many opportunities to help people with investment properties and second homes?
There is that too, yes.
So you've got these three listings. I'm looking at them, and I'm shocked at the pricing in that these are really affordable. And I think there's a stigma right now. Michelle, we talk about this all the time. There's a stigma that Sonoma County is unaffordable.
Right.
I think that we're about to kind of blow that out right now. I mean, if you look at, you know, Charles, you've got this house at 460 Lucas Circle in Santa Rosa, right?
I do.
Okay, tell our listeners about that and what it's going for.
It's a three-bedroom, two-bath, a little bit over 1,300 square feet on a good-sized corner lot with a nice backyard. Updated kitchen, updated bathrooms, wood floors throughout most of the house.
Yep. And so it shows nicely. It's a 1,300-square-foot house. What does it list for?
$473,900.
What?
Right? I mean, I don't think we've heard
yeah.
of houses in the 400s
no,
for
not
a long
for a
time,
while.
Michelle.
Yeah.
So I imagine you've already got quite a bit of traffic on a house like this, right, Charles?
Went on the market Friday afternoon. We currently do have two offers on it.
Okay.
We're getting multiple offers. People say it's not happening any longer in this market, but guess what? If it's priced right, you're still getting multiple offers.
Okay, and I want to talk about that, pricing strategy. So many people think that their house is worth more than it is right now. And
everybody thinks that.
Everybody thinks that. Well, yeah, Charles, let's face it, right? Somebody sells their house for $700,000 and their neighbor sees it. They go, well, geez, I should be able to sell my house for $725,000 because I've got, you know, hardwood floors.
Exactly.
Like the market shouldn't move that quickly. That's just not healthy, right?
That is correct.
Yeah. So today we have people that think their house is worth more than it probably is, and then it sits on the market, and what happens? You don't get any offers, right?
You get no offers, you start lowering the price, and eventually offers come in.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, you end up getting less than what you're hoping to get.
Yeah, it sort of goes against the strategy because now you have to price it more aggressively. You lose that attention.
Correct.
So are you going to hold this one open at all, or how are you going to show it?
We were going to do an open house on Sunday,
yeah.
but since we have multiple offers and we're already above asking, we have decided we're not going to do an open house this weekend.
Okay. How do people get a hold of you?
charles@charlesheims.com, or they can call me at 707-545-8800.
Now, for folks that don't know, Charles Himes is an avid cyclist, great mountain biker, almost as fast as me.
Thank you.
Almost as fast.
Yeah. Almost as fast as you, George?
I thought that gets
attention. When I grow up, I'll be as fast as you, I hope.
No, maybe about 30 pounds ago, I was as fast as Charles. But, you know, now I'm in the, what do we call that, the Clydesdale classes there?
Hey, I'm right there with you, man.
Are you? That's the 200-pound and over group?
I'm 195, so yeah. I'm pretty damn close.
Yeah, I'm just about there. How about a little update on Annadel? I'm actually curious. Our listeners would probably like to know. You've been riding up there. What's it look like up there?
I have been. As you can imagine, Annadel looks a little bit different than it did last year this time.
Yeah, a lot of burn. What, about a third or half the park burned, right?
Yeah, the stuff on the backside, more towards the Glen Ellen side, like Lawndale Road,
yeah.
Schultz, that side, yeah, that stuff burned pretty good. Unfortunately, some of the trails I don't even recognize anymore.
Yeah, did the dozers go through and cut trails?
No, the trails are still in the exact same spot.
Uh-huh.
But before, when you're riding through trees, around trees,
right.
There's no trees.
Wow.
It just looks so much different. Like, you know the marsh up there, right?
Yeah, sure.
We used to never be able to see the marsh when you're riding around it.
Yeah.
You have a great view of it now because all the underbrush is gone.
It's all
gone. You can
see
the marsh all different directions.
Well, you know, there's going to be an ongoing discussion as to, you know, cutting back forestry management, both at the state level, that's a state park, and the federal level. Mm-hmm. Of course, many citizens within Sonoma County treasure Annadel and are up there. So hopefully it'll be maintained better to minimize this type of damage for potential firefighters, wildfires. Now, Charles, the other two listings you have are even more affordable, and I want to talk to you about them. You've got the one at 1020 Casadero Highway, two bedroom, one bath. Tell the listeners about that. What's the pricing?
You know, that has just been reduced to $340, believe it or not.
That is really amazing. $340.
Yeah.
And so at $340, you know the payment on that, Michelle, you could come in. Is it a condo or a townhome? What is this?
It is a manufactured home.
Got it.
Backs to the creek right there.
Okay. So you could get you can get an FHA loan on this. So it's 3.5% down on $340, carry the two. You're at basically a $12,000 or so with down payment, and then you've got closing costs. That's so affordable for so many people.
Wow.
And then your mortgage payment on that's going to be somewhere in the ballpark of around $2,600, $2,700. That's pretty amazing.
It backs Austin Creek. You got a great view of Austin Creek right there.
Wow. Cool. Are you doing any open houses at all for your listings right now? Or are you just, you posting them online and people can schedule with you to see them?
Correct.
Okay.
They can schedule anytime they want. Unfortunately, the Casadero Highway, being as far out as it is, it doesn't really benefit the seller to do an open house.
You've got these listings up at charleshimes.com, I presume?
We do.
Okay. So, folks, if you're just joining us, and we are streaming live on Facebook, thanks for hanging out with us on Facebook. Charles Himes is one of the most experienced real estate agents I know. He's a good personal friend of mine and a tremendous cyclist, by the way. Him and his partner, Tommy, have these listings. You got to go check them out, charleshimes.com. They're totally affordable. And, of course, I'm happy to pre-approve you. Bay Equity Home Loans is where my day job is, and we help people, especially first-time home buyers, get in using great technology, getting them pre-approved so their offer gets accepted. Let's talk about the last one, Charles. 735 Rockwell Place in Santa Rosa?
That is actually already in escrow.
Okay.
Well, that is a two-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath PUD off of West 9th.
So planned unit development means it's like a condo, but it's not the same. The rules and the way it's organized are differently. It also makes the financing on something like that. You can get conventional financing instead of and FHA financing, where a condo doesn't allow for FHA financing in most situations. So again, if you want to get more information about these, go to charleshimes.com. We've also got his info up on Facebook. So we've had some nice people watching us. I'm sure we'll get more folks tuning in later. But if you go to facebook.com/Bay Equity Loans, you'll be able to see more information about Charles' listings.
And Charles, these listings, they seem like they're extremely affordable. Do you have things like this often?
They're a lot less now than there was last year. But yes, things are still coming on the market that's affordable.
That's great.
That's awesome. So if folks want to get into the process of qualifying and buying a home, what are the steps that you recommend a buyer go through when they see a sign up, they call you, they say they're interested? What's the steps that a buyer should expect to hear from you?
I'm going to tell them to call Georgia Beckett Home Loans to get pre-approved.
Softball. Boom. Just nailed it. Nice job. But realistically, so they've got to get pre-approved. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, the first step is to verify that they have been talking and working with a lender before we go out there. The last thing I want to do is show them properties, not in their price range.
Yeah.
Get their hearts dead set on a certain property that they can't afford.
Yeah.
So obviously, I'm going to, steer them to a lender, and you're my go-to man.
Well, I appreciate that. Charles is really good at what he does. If you want to see these listings, you should contact him at charlesheims.com, or you can also give him a call. Charles, what's the number they should call you at?
707-545-8800.
That's going to get you to Charles Himes and Tommy Apostolitis. They are a team at Vanguard Properties in Santa Rosa, and really great guys to work with. I've been working with them for years, so I do really recommend them. And hey, Charles, I know it's really my turn to invite you on a ride. Let's get out there soon.
You let me know when you want to go, and we'll do it.
I knew he was going to say that. Put it on me. It's all my fault. Isn't it, Charles?
Put
my
the ball
fault.
Back in your court.
Yeah.
Love it. Hey, buddy, thanks, and good luck with these homes. I'm sure they're going to sell super fast.
Well, thank you, George. Have a great day.
All right, folks. Charles Himes, Vanguard Properties, great guy, cyclist extraordinaire. Folks, we're going to come out of the break here in just a second. We're going to talk about what's happening in the housing market in more detail, my take on it. We're coming up on our anniversary of when the fires hit, and I'm going to talk about my perspective as to what that will do to the housing market. We're also going to talk about, believe it or not, foreclosures are up. I'm George Adair. Stick around. We'll be right back.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Traffic on the fives and weather six times an hour. Mornings on FM News Talk Radio, KSRO.
Tickets are on sale now for the return of the North Bay Women's Expo, October 27th at the Grayton Resort and Casino Ballroom, sponsored by Kaiser Permanente. Think pampering, shopping, bubble room, fashion shows, and celebrity author meet and greets. You can enter to win great prizes like a trip for two to Vegas, a weekend on the Mendocino Coast, and a total makeover and more. Admission includes complimentary massages from the Grayton Spa and over 100 exhibits, including a dream kitchen by Studio H Designs and a she shed. Purchase your tickets online now. Go to NorthBayWomen'sExpo.com.
Win a Mustang, cash, and more this month at Grayton Resort and Casino. Play to enter the Mustang Madness Drawing on August 31st. You could win a Ford Mustang. So many ways to win. Multiplier Wednesdays, get up to 7 times the points. Thursdays, turn points into slot play. Plus, win up to $30,000 in prizes in the blazing hot slot tournaments. Best of all, sign up for Grayton Rewards and get up to $500 in free play. Learn more at GraytonResortCasino.com. Complete rules available at the Rewards Center.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5, KSRO.
Hey, thanks for tuning in today. Fun show. We just streamed it live.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook.
On the Facebook.
People still liking the Facebook? You think so?
I think so, yeah.
I mean, I think people are still highly addicted to it, right?
Yeah, that's true.
It's kind of like a lot of people don't like being so addicted to it, but you can't get away from those cute shots of your neighbor's cat.
Exactly. All the puppy videos, those are important.
But or streaming Georgia Dare Live.
Exactly. But I've been covering the morning show for the last 2 days.
Right.
Or 3 days. And I haven't been on Facebook, and I looked at my app, and it had like all of these notifications because I haven't looked at it for a while.
Yeah. So. And it's so funny, though. Like last night, I dabbled a little bit, and I made a couple like controversial replies to people. Well, not controversial, but maybe I disagreed with their post.
Sure.
One of them was about the housing market. And one guy said he's seen 4 downturn cycles, and we'll get to a point where housing is affordable again. And the math just doesn't work that way anymore. The fundamentals of the reason we saw the last downturn, which was the biggest ever, in the housing market, where home prices lost on average 40%. The fundamental reason for that was because people didn't qualify for mortgages that they were willing to walk away from. They didn't have skin in the game, which is really a simple term. Did you put any cash into this house to buy it, or did you put enough? Or did you take someone else's cash? A lot of people did that. They took family members' cash. Mm-hmm. So they didn't have any real money to lose, and they walked away from it. Today, the underwriting process, if you've ever gotten a home loan, you've been through it. I always say lending in whatever year I'm talking about, this year it's 2018. I'll say lending in 2018 sucks. It's just hard in most cases. But at Bay Equity, we really are striving to find ways to make it less sucky. that's a technical term. It's right. In the NMLS hand guide. And so we make it less cumbersome by using technology. The internet lenders have done a really good job of refining the process. The problem with the internet lender is, like one of my clients has right now, they weren't qualified for enough because the internet lender's scope, what they are willing to make a loan for, was too narrow.
Right. It's just a small percentage of people who can fit into their little box.
Yeah, exactly. So at Bay Equity, all we do is mortgage banking. Have you ever heard me talk about auto loans?
Nope.
Credit cards?
No.
Checking accounts?
No.
It's just not our business. Mm-hmm. We just do mortgage lending. And so that means we have more investors than any bank in town. There's not a bank here that has more investors than we do, because most banks sell to the main aggregators, mm-hmm. which would be Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, or they just portfolio lend it. Mm-hmm. I was talking to a client last night. I was on the stationary bike. You know, we were just talking with Charles about riding bikes. I don't ride bikes that go anywhere anymore. I ride bikes that have this little ticker that tells you how far you went, right? I think we call that an odometer, digital odometer. Anyway, so I'm on the bike, and I get this call from a client of mine down south, and she tells me she wants to get a line of credit from a big bank. And I said, you can wait. Let's work through the dynamics of what you want to do first, because she wanted to pull some equity and buy an investment property. Mm-hmm. Really great strategy. She's got a good plan. I'm helping her put it together. And then she tells me this big bank, who shall go unnamed, is going to take 4 to 8 weeks to give her this line of credit. Now, she's a very well-qualified borrower. And why would the loan officer know that it could be either 4 or twice as long, 8 weeks to close her loan? Mm. That should scare people. And we're going to make it work, because they're going to offer her the line of credit terms that fit her scenario. But that's too long. You can't get a purchase done in Sonoma County and tell them, it's going to take 60 days.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah. You can't do that.
No.
And so, you know, having access to technology, moving quickly, that's what's going to get your offer accepted as a buyer in today's market. And so we go through this full process, and we do try to make it easier. But what was interesting to read here is that foreclosures have posted their first year-over-year rise since the last 3 years.
Hmm.
That was pretty interesting. It was basically... there was a year-over-year falling of foreclosures, and now maybe they're coming back a little bit.
Is so this nationwide? Or
this
local?
Was nationwide, oh. And California accounted for 3% of this overall rise. Florida, 35%.
Whoa.
So that's a fragile, unstable market out there, and they took a huge hit from the Great Recession.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see the writing on the wall the way that some people who are looking for headlines or looking to validate their opinion through current very short-term data, that we're going to – I don't see us hitting another bubble.
Is there an adjustment?
Absolutely an adjustment. And we're going to first see it, and we're already seeing it in list prices.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of list prices shooting up at 2% a month, they're going to probably be flat or even go down and accommodate for what used to be just good old negotiation. See, for the past several years, sellers have commanded pretty much whatever price they could get.
Right.
And it was extraordinarily high in a lot of cases, where it wouldn't even appraise. And our appraisal is used to determine that the property meets the lender's condition. Requirements of condition, but it's also to determine, does it meet the market's valuation? Did other homes in the neighborhood sell at a similar price as what you're buying? And that's a pretty simple concept,
mm-hmm.
but it looks backwards in time. It doesn't look at today. It'll look at some active listings, but it looks backwards in time. So if you're a buyer and you go in and you make an offer of $700,000 because that's what the seller listed it for, but then Joe Smith next to you just made an offer of $705,000, the listing agents were going back to both of them and saying, okay, we got both your offers. Thanks so much. Really happy. Looks like a great opportunity for your buyers. Our sellers are excited. We're going to need you to up that. They did. It's called a highest and best.
Huh.
Shouldn't even be allowed. That's my opinion. I think it's unethical to go back to two buyers that have just submitted an offer. One's better than the other by price, and there's other reasons why offers are better. And they go back to both and say, we want to see who wants it the most. Get in the ring and fight. I mean, think about it.
Mm.
Who's going to come back with the highest and best offer? I think it's a travesty of the business. And I think it's not good for the housing market because what it did is it, boom, house prices went higher than they should have gone.
Pretty quickly, too.
Pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Because you do that in a neighborhood over a six-month period, over a year, or over 2 years, and you bump the prices by $5,000 and $10,000, was that true value increases or was that artificial inflation? I tend to think that it was behavioral-driven prices, not supply and demand-driven prices. And someone could argue with me, and that's okay. Everyone's entitled to their opinion, but this is my mic for the next 8 minutes, 6 minutes. And I just think that it's time for these transactions to calm down. Let's get away from 1 to 2 months of inventory. And that's simply a definition of how many houses are on the market and when they sell, how many months does it take to clear the market out? Mm-hmm. So let's get to 3 or 4 months, 5 months. That's a healthy supply and demand curve where that curve of supply and demand gets equalized and prices stabilize. That's what we want. And that's what's going to happen. That supply and demand curve is going to prevent us from seeing a bubble burst. Also, we're coming up on the 1 year mm-hmm. of October fires that hit us in 2017. I have a theory that many people were looking at buying homes. They were thinking of selling or they were thinking of not renting and not renewing their lease. So let's say that you got pre-approved by a lender in July or August and you were just out there shopping all the time. You're just constantly out there trying to find the right house. You're in the marketplace fighting with other buyers, trying to compete. Who's going to win the offer? And you just kept losing. Then the fires hit and your lease renewal was up. Do you think those people were going to just go ahead and not renew their lease and go month to month?
No.
Absolutely not. Because boom, they get hit with a 60-day notice to vacate, and the landlord can then rent it out for $1,000 or more to somebody else. So people renewed their leases, and people decided not to sell and take chances that they couldn't get in.
Right. They just hunkered down.
Coming up on a one-year anniversary.
That's true.
Inventory is starting to hit. We just talked about three houses today, all under 400. All under 474,000. Two of them were, one was 340, one was 289.
Hmm.
Now that doesn't represent the median.
No.
But it does show what's happening in the market. More affordable houses are going to keep coming on the market. People are coming in, people are moving out, and finally we have people moving up. Now, I don't know what the makeup is or the demographic of these three folks that are selling these three houses. I don't know where they're going.
Mm-hmm.
Statistically, one of them's moving out of state. That's scary.
Yeah.
But they're opening up the field, the playing field, for other buyers to get in. It's fantastic. It's what we want to see, and it's actually normalized growth. It's actually healthy. And it all starts by getting pre-approved to understand what your buying options are, getting matched up with a great realtor. Today, we had Charles Himes on. He's a fantastic real estate agent, him and Tommy, or others. There's many others out there. But work with a great realtor to go find the right property for you that fits your budget. That's how it works. And don't be scared to get into an investment property. Don't be scared to go get out there and grow wealth and accumulate wealth and make an opportunity for another family to rent. I have nothing. There's nothing bad to say about investors that own one or two investment properties and put it out there for somebody to rent.
Right. And because those granny units, too, are very popular now that the city has sort of made that an option for people.
Huge opportunity. Take some equity out. Get the cash from your home's equity that you've accrued, that you've had the benefit of earning from doing nothing but making a good buying decision sometime in the last 4 to 6 years. Get that equity out and build a granny unit.
Yeah.
If you've got the room, meet the setback requirements. My understanding is it's becoming a lot easier to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And you can rent that thing out.
Yep.
And you can become part of the solution to the rental housing crisis. Michelle, we can't afford to have so many of our hospitality employees, our educators, folks that work in the construction and in the trades. We can't afford to have them leave Sonoma County simply because they don't find a house that's affordable.
Yeah.
And I think it's a great way for us to use equity and equalize the equity and help the housing market. If you've got a house that has $400,000 or $500,000 in equity, it's called land banking the money. You're just sitting on it. So sit on it on two properties, get the benefit of two properties growing over time, mm-hmm. and get the benefit of helping a family rent a house that maybe they couldn't have rented before.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's great.
You know? So if you want to talk through these strategies, this is what I do day in and day out. It's what I did yesterday when I was huffing and puffing on the stationary bike. Going absolutely nowhere. According to the odometer, I went 13.1 miles. I don't think I did. I seemingly didn't make it very far. That's what I do, though, is I sit there and I talk through strategies with people on how they can accumulate wealth through real estate, using their equity intelligently and getting a program that makes sense and will cash flow. If you want to learn more about how to do that, call me, George Adair, at Bay Equity Home Loans. I'm at 707-583-8100. 707-583-8100. Many thanks again to Charles Himes with Vanguard Properties. Michelle, thank you as always.
Yeah, I'll see you next week.
Next Wednesday. All right, folks, be good. Kiss your kids.